Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so excited that you're joining me here on this episode where I'm chatting with you about some story-driven content ideas that you can use in April. So I like sharing these from time to time when I think about it, honestly. And when I do think about it, I usually share these on social media. I will have a graphic that lays out the different types of ideas. That's the way I've done it over the past couple of months. And so, but this time I thought, hey, why not share these with my podcast listeners instead? So I have several story-driven content ideas that you can use throughout the month of April. And keep in mind that you can use these for email marketing, or you can use them for social media marketing. You can use them for, if you are using them for social media, you can use them in different formats, whether they are for static posts, reels, what have you. I love coming up with content ideas, and especially story-driven content ideas. It really does excite me. After all, I came from TV news where I literally had to come up with story ideas during every workday. And so it is basically an art for me, especially when I worked in news in the capacity of a bureau reporter. So if you didn't know, I spent nearly 7 years working as a TV news reporter. Two of those years was spent working as a TV news reporter, as a bureau reporter for one of the stations that I worked at. And what that means is I was not at the main station. I was working alone, and I had to basically handle or juggle two counties. And when I tell you, at the end of every week, most weeks, I would think to myself, how in the world did I get through this week? Because I had to come up with stories in two counties, and for the most part, the main towns in those counties were very small. I really had to think outside of the box. And you know, back then I would think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do next week or whatnot? And so it really sharpened my thinking out of the box skills, which I was already good at prior to that. That's why I took on that job, because I knew I could handle it. I knew I could handle it. I knew that I could make it work, and I really did make it work. And so that's why I have a, I guess, knack for coming up with content ideas, especially story-driven ideas. So let's go ahead and jump into these for April. You know, April is all about spring cleaning and flowers and just all the things. Sun, I love spring just as much as I do summer. And, you know, it's just a refresher, okay? So the first type of story-driven content idea for April is basically professional organizers. If you're someone that has a professional organizing business or a cleaning services, or you have a business that is centered on productivity, then this one is for you. You can have a spring cleaning type of theme, and you can use this theme to connect with your audience desire for a fresh start. So you can share success stories from your business, before and after transformations, or tips for decluttering physical or even digital spaces. which I know a lot of us need to do. So positioning your services or products in this type of way can really grab your ideal client's attention, okay? The next type of story idea that you can use for April can have to do with sustainability, because Earth Day is in April. So let's say you are an eco-friendly brand or a business that has sustainable products, okay? So you can share how your products or services contribute to a sustainable lifestyle. You can share your company's journey towards sustainability, maybe even put in some customer stories. This is why I love to share with people how important it is to gather testimonials in your business, because you can use them in different ways in your content. You can share different tips on reducing carbon stuff in the environment, something of that nature. So start thinking about how can you really add some depth to your core mission of your business in terms of your content. So sustainability stories. And again, that is for my eco-friendly brands or sustainable products, brands that could possibly be listening to this podcast. The next type of story-driven content idea has to do with tax season. I know, right? Something that a lot of people dread, but tax season. Now, this story-driven content idea is primarily for financial advisors, accountants, tax services, people out there. You can, of course, offer some expert advice, but why not share, you know, a bit of your own story when it comes to tax season? Why did you choose to be a financial advisor? Why did you choose to be an accountant? Why did you choose to offer tax services? What are some of your own mistakes? When did you realize that you needed to do some things differently when it came to your own taxes? Because if we're really honest, then we all started from somewhere, learned, and evolved, right? So you weren't the perfect, person that dealt with tax season long before your business. Maybe you were good at money growing up. Why is that a reason why you started your tax business? Or is that a reason why? What are some things that you got better with over time, from being someone in college dealing with money to now being an adult? Is there anything that has changed, anything that has improved? Because again, none of us are perfect. So what are some things that have changed for you being in that particular role? Okay, the next story-driven content idea has to do with Resurrection Sunday. If you are a Christian entrepreneur, if you have a lifestyle brand, I say Christian entrepreneur, but this can really go for any type of business owner who just happens to be a Christian, okay? Let's say you have a community organization as well. That can work for you. You can share your personal stories, your Christian testimony, any family traditions that you have. This, of course, humanizes your business and builds that deeper connection with your audience, because you never know who else out there can relate to you, okay? So the next type of story-driven content idea has to do with, this is one of my favorites, it has to do with National Poetry Month. So I'm not sure if I mentioned here on the podcast, but I have a poetry book that I wrote way back in, I don't know, what year was it? I can't remember what year. Oh my gosh, has been so long. Maybe it was 2011. I think I am right. It was 2011 when I did this poetry book. I was a student at Troy University and I self-published my poetry book. It is called Her Poetic Cinema of Life. And so, of course, I love to know that April is National Poetry Month. And so, if you are someone that owns a bookstore or you are a entrepreneur that is in the educational niche, then National Poetry Month, you can come up with some great ideas for this. Maybe by sharing some of your favorite poems, okay? That's a great way to add some story-driven content. What are some of your great poems? Why are they your great poems? How has poetry influenced your business in any type of way? If so, how? Like, people would want to know that. I think that that would be great. I actually think that I need to remember this content idea for myself. Because again, I love poetry and I think it would be great. So the next one is maybe some behind the scenes type of content that has to do with spring. So this could be great for product-based businesses because you could show so much with this. Let's say maybe you have a new product line that's coming up. Maybe you have that going on. Why not show or share some behind the scene processes that it takes to get that product line together for this season? Now, if you are a service-based business owner, maybe you are refreshing some of your service offers. Tell us, why are you refreshing those service offers? What are you hoping that it will achieve? What are you hoping that those new services will achieve? You just gotta, you know, make it personable and so you can connect deeper with your ideal clients, okay? So the next one that I have for you is customer of the month. April's maybe like customer, some type of customer of the month or something like that. So I think that this one would be great for if you are a fitness coach, someone in that type of industry, maybe feature a client who has made some great progress through one of your programs or something like that, and have them share such a amazing testimonial. And if they're not willing to share, maybe you can talk about it for them in your content, okay? Hopefully they're willing to share because that adds a much deeper impact with your with the actual story because people like to see themselves and stuff, okay? Now, the last story-driven content idea that I have for you has to do with gardening. Now, so if you are a business that is, you know, into gardening, this will be great for you, of course. But this is also great for any type of business coach out there. Because when you think of business coach, you think of growth. Your clients come to you to grow in a certain area. So you can kind of use the gardening metaphor for business growth and, well, how your particular program or online course or something like that contributes to growth. And again, using that gardening type of metaphor to show or kind of paint the picture of the process of planting, growing, and blooming in, you know, your client's personal life or in their business. So hopefully these are helpful for you. Again, I love sharing different content ideas and I would love to know your thoughts on this. If you would like me to share more of these every month, like for each month, because like I said, when I think about it, I'll post them on Instagram. I am not really consistent in posting content ideas on Instagram or here. So if you would like me to do these every month here, let me know. I would love to know your thoughts and takeaways of this episode, which reminds me, hopefully you can take a second to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast, because it would only take a second of your time. And again, I would love to know your thoughts and takeaways. So thanks again for tuning in to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast, and I will chat with you soon.